Retail shifts supply chains, load boards evolve. The retail industry is the engine that drives truckload freight, with products moving on trucks multiple times from factories to ports, and then to distribution centers, warehouses, and finally to stores. This means that carriers are crucial to the movement of goods. The load board changes when retailers shift their supply chain strategies, resulting in different markets becoming busier or more congested. When retailers change where they store product and how they move it, the load board changes with them. Different markets get busier, while others tighten up. Carriers who understand this shift can position themselves in the right markets to capitalize on the increased demand. Those who don't may find themselves chasing freight that has already moved to another location. A survey of 250 retail supply chain executives reveals a significant shift in the way retailers are moving their product. The biggest finding is that 93% of these leaders plan to expand warehousing and distribution in the U.S. or Mexico, with 85% aiming to pull at least half of their supply chain footprint out of East Asia by 2028. This shift away from East Asia means that carriers will see changes in the types of freight they are handling. With fewer products coming from China, there is a growing need for carriers who can handle Mexican and domestic goods more efficiently. The Midwest and Southeast are expected to benefit from this shift, with regional distribution centers being built in markets such as Nashville, Memphis, and Columbus. This will result in shorter hauls, more frequent loads, and increased activity in these regions. Carriers who understand the changing dynamics of the retail supply chain can position themselves for success by targeting these emerging markets. However, those who fail to adapt may find themselves struggling to keep up with demand. The survey also found that 93% of retail supply chain leaders are increasing buffer inventory to counter trade uncertainty. This means that carriers will see an increase in freight volumes as retailers stockpile more product than they need. Buffer inventory is a temporary surge in freight activity, driven by retailers' efforts to hedge against tariff changes and supply disruptions. Carriers should be aware of this trend and position themselves accordingly. The survey highlights the importance of understanding the decision behind the load. By knowing why a particular load is moving, carriers can anticipate when the market will shift and get positioned in the right markets before everyone else figures it out. For carriers who pick up freight through broker or direct shipper relationships, the most important number to note is that only 21% of retail supply chain executives said they are confident their current logistics network is equipped for the regional fulfillment strategy they are committing to. This means that 79% are not satisfied and plan to restructure their partnerships. The survey found that weak visibility tools are a major gap in shippers' current carriers, with 55% citing this as an issue. Carriers should prioritize building real-time tracking capabilities to stay competitive. However, it's essential to note that the regional DC build-out is not yet complete, and the full volume of freight will not materialize until consumers start spending again at the pace those investments assume. Carriers should be cautious in their pricing strategies and avoid stretching their operations against demand levels that have not yet arrived. By understanding the changing dynamics of the retail supply chain, carriers can position themselves for success and capitalize on emerging markets.